2 years ago, down in the other room, down the hallway, I was sitting second row about where Tim is, with Brad and a couple other people, and all the people, Larry DeMar, a bunch of other ones, Williams was going down the tube, George Gomez was the one that made the most moving speech. I got together with a few other people around the show after that. I knew I was going in for an operation for my hip right after I got home. When I got out of the hospital, I started calling people. I had 8 people come down to my house, spend a Sunday afternoon. I had a lawyer come in. I had a banker come in. I'm not going to mention these people. Some of them wish to remain anonymous. We tried our best to buy a Williams Valley while it still had people with it. While there were still the manufacturing facilities, the things were there. I called them up, and after numerous phone calls, I finally got somebody I thought who could answer us. They said, make us an offer. I had my lawyer prepare an offer for $1 million. He sent the offer to them. They sat on it for about 30 days. Then they turned it down. So we went another, now this would be putting us into April, May somewhere of 2000. We started negotiations again. Steve Young and I went to them and tried to buy the rubber molds. They said, we'll think about it. Okay, that went on for 2 weeks. They called up, or I called them. They didn't call me very much. We declined the offer. I said I didn't make an offer. I just wanted to know if you would sell it. Well, we decided not to sell it. And I said, what are you going to do with it? You haven't ordered any rubbers from this company, this American Rubbers now I'm talking about, for roughly 16 months at that time. Because Midway was doing all the sales for Williams, and they were buying from Hap, and they were buying offshore, which had to come from offshore too. So I said, well, I'd really like to do something. You know I've made these offers, and I'm ready and willing to do something. In the meanwhile, our group of 8 had dissolved, and I returned all their seed money that they put into the corporation, because at that time it was a corporation. We incorporated under Illinois Pinball. It went on until probably July, I don't remember the exact date, this was 2000. I got a call one Wednesday afternoon, and listen to the words I'm going to use. Mr. Cunningham, we would like for you to come to Chicago on Friday afternoon, and we wish to take you to lunch. Complete turnaround, complete terminology, everything. We went and had lunch, had soup and salad, drink, talked a little. Went back, CFO of the company, the controller, we negotiated a deal to buy the whole company this time, everything, in 1 hour and 45 minutes. All well and good. We had all the details worked out, we thought. This was before the AMO show last year. Some of you have probably seen us at the AMO show. We had our sign boards and things up, but we couldn't show them. The day before the AMO show, to finalize the contracts, we had a transatlantic phone call. Orrin Eddington, the chief lawyer and vice president of WMS, was in Venice, Italy. Mary Carlson, the attorney for Williams in Chicago. My attorney was in Bloomington. I was in Las Vegas. We was on the phone for an hour to an hour and a half trying to hammer out the exact details. We could not do so. So therefore, we couldn't make the announcement. Williams wanted time for lead time to make the announcement about the parts business being sold. We didn't have that time, so we just showed our machines, gave out our flyers, and went home. Got back home, started contacting Williams again. I assume most all of you know what intellectual properties are. This is the patents, not necessarily the artwork and things. Williams looks at the intellectual properties as being the patents, the rights to reproduce, and this stuff. So we entered into an exclusive 5-year contract. We bought the parts business. Some of you know the price. Michael thinks he knows the price, but he's off about $250,000. In my favor. Oh, okay. So we negotiated an exclusive 5-year contract for the parts division and for the use of the patents and everything. We have continually been in negotiations since then with Williams on the patents. They have been contacted by Microsoft and a couple of other companies to put a package together to put the games out onto home cartridges. This is still in the works. We had one deal set up 7-8 months ago. I will not mention the name. I'll give you the figures, though. It was for this company to pay $400,000 for the rights to these 8 games to put them onto cartridges. They did a feasibility study, came back with a counteroffer of $300,000, and to best of my knowledge, Williams declined it and has not went any farther. I think that pretty well covers it. We're still trying to buy the rest of the stuff, but the rest of the stuff now does not really amount to a lot. There is some of the tooling. Some of the tooling is owned by the individuals. Some of it has went by the wayside. This, again, when we go to produce something, sometimes we have to reproduce the tooling or do a job shop to reproduce it if it's metal parts or something. All the manufacturing equipment from Williams or WM or Williams Pinball has been absorbed or sold off to other companies. We didn't have any use for that because if we were to start making new machines, we will do so by a new and more modern type of line. Midway spun off from Williams, I'm backtracking a little bit, and Midway was just sold this week by two Half Controls. They signed the papers. They're supposed to start moving this stuff out this week. We chose not to bid on, I went to look at Midway stuff. I chose not to buy another company at that time because we were buying TAG.